Village Ram Lake Community Hall, October 20th, 2015.
Welcome, everybody. I'd like to call to order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for October 20th, 2014, 25 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Fraley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli.
Present.
Trustee Turpin. Trustee Wisniewski.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting. October 6, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crayley, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion or amendments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Committee of the Whole. Down to Public Works. Truck 54, turbo charger replacement. How come I have an old agenda?
Because it was mailed out.
Yeah. You know, I took my copy from my computer. It might not have been dated.
If you don't mind, Mayor, can we go back to the resources of the land?
One moment.
I might not.
Now that I have it on my tablet that the village has purchased for all of us to use more efficiently and effectively,
I might not.
Here's proof that it works.
The update from Martha. So.
Human resources.
I printed it.
Here's MSI software.
Before I do MSI software. Yeah, the charger.
You would like to take it off?
No.
Okay.
I'd like to make a few comments. There's a couple of changes I had for the regular meetings, which were not included. And part of the issue is we're waiting too long to get the information and we're under the gun to get the packet ready. So we decided, our staff, and we decided to change the AIS ruling again, where although the agenda item summary is not due on Tuesday of staff meeting, it is required by noon in the clerk's office on Wednesday, or it will be pulled from the agenda. I want that on record.
So why do we wait until Wednesday, and why not, and then you have staff and
sure, to not could be items discussed at staff that we weren't talking about the liaisons, but specifically at staff emergencies that we want to be placed on the agenda. So we're allowing that extra, basically 24 hours to get it done. After that, hopefully. You know what? Well, that's why it's not on record. And we all know.
Okay.
We'll try it.
We've been trying for hundreds.
That's right. That's
right. But we've never enforced it.
Yeah.
It is going to be enforced.
Yeah. I'll kidding.
And part of that is, you know what? The way things unfold at staff meetings and new items that come up and what we perceive as emergencies and things that need to be addressed immediately maybe are not. And if they are, get it done before that. So, you know, in the past, I've seen how it can get out of control, and it seems like if you give an inch, all of a sudden a mile goes by.
We've given an inch and a mile has gone by, so
right.
We're going back and forth.
That's part of the course to get everything done that needs to get done. So. I was at Tuesday, I think 5 o'clock, but you'd be in the
we've given a mile or take your 3/4 of the back.
Thank you, Steve.
I hope this is worth it.
Now, I think we'll talk about this side. In front of you, on the agenda, is a recommended action to pay MSI, Arizona, MSI 11,000. turnaround, they've been very good in responding to our questions. It's a standard maintenance agreement we have with them. The cost does go up 5% per year, usually to cover their settlement and other development costs. So if there's any questions, let me know. If not, I just present to the private board consent agenda.
Am I reading this correctly? You're saying we're $62,000 under budget?
That's for everything in that account. Certain items have not been purchased yet. For this item, trustee Fraley, we're about $200 under budget. But in general, yes, that includes maintenance agreements, things we need to buy that. So
that'll be more cutting out of it, but this one item, this one item is still going to be under budget no matter what.
Yes.
Okay.
That is all.
So are we going to move forward? Everybody in first on that? We'll put it on the consent agenda. Thank you, Steve. Back to the current. Yes. Showing your age, Henry.
But you do it, though.
Yes, I did.
54 is 2008 International 5-yard dump truck, 16,000 mile run. It has a turbocharger, which is common on that size vehicle, to increase horsepower, to recirculate some of the exhaust, and has attachments tied to get a document that explain what's a turbocharger, why it's not a vehicle, and recognize that a common challenge is the buildup department itself, especially in our vehicle that pretty much locally used and do not get that high speed IRPM drive. So the performance of the truck started to degrade a little bit. We asked the tire to look at it. They kept me well informed. I authorized them to pull the turbocharger to see if the device exposed to move automatically could be freed up. They concluded it could not. At that time, back in late August, there were no rebuilt or remanufactured turbochargers for that engine available in the local substantive matter at that time. But we are now getting closer to the light stuff on the ground. So, in my discussion with Trustee Newby and Trustee Trapaz just a week ago, they were still not available. Looked like there was a need to purchase a new turbocharger. Rob Meister from a tire told me later that day after we met, and he had located a remanufactured turbocharger. Yes, and the captain briefly explained in the difference. About $1,300 less expense than a new one. And so it's my recommendation that we do authorize a tire to acquire the remanufactured turbocharger, move forward with it at this time to install it. I would therefore bring back to the regular board application of
the waiver.
Total cost with waiver $2,567. Remanufactured, which has new internal components.
Right.
Basic. Yeah.
Okay.
the difference in warranties? I mean, they both come with a warranty.
They're all 12 months new versus renewed at 12,000 miles.
Right. Didn't we just redo this truck with a transmission or rear end or something?
All truck 44, which is 2007, otherwise stayed and truck 54 have had differential axle brake. That have its own certainly internal discussion how we need to be as sensitive as we can. And clearly I will continue to emphasize that.
I just, for 16,000 miles, put it in differential, and now we're putting a new turbo on it. I mean, by the time you hit 50,000 miles, we'll have rebuilt the whole truck again.
It seems to be possessed.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get her fixed. Is you never know when that white stuff comes.
Oh, that's mad fire.
Move forward with the recommendations. Move forward with the repair immediately.
Yeah.
And ratify it. And that is on the remanufactured, not rebuilt. It's not the same thing. Rebuilding is just replacing some worn parts. Remanufacturing, as I read it, was actually rebuilding it to the original factory specs, not just taking, well, here's one part that's busted and everything else barely works and leave it. But that's important. Very good. We'll move that forward.
Something else I could add, public works, is that the we have to have all the trucks taken in manufacture for evaluation, and Ron is taking one in the time right now to bring them all up to speed. The total repair is about $14,000. So we have them at the speed moving on.
Thank you, Ron and Don and Sue for pushing that forward. It's important. Glad to see it getting done. Thank you. Special events?
Tree lighting. We have our tree lighting coming up. That's our next event to start planning for. I know December seems a little bit away, but it's right around our corner. I have kind of developed a little bit of a little spreadsheet that kind of says certain tasks that I need to find out who would like to handle certain things with or contact and those general things. I'll go over those in a minute. Did briefly, we discussed that we do have some money in the budget for it. The overall, typically we don't spend it or nearly anywhere close to it because it's always been mostly handled out of pocket by trustees. However, I do know a lot of us are starting to feel the crunch even more so, and it's getting more and more difficult for us to contribute as much as we would like or have in the past. Last year, all little gifts from Santa were based off of trustee contributions, and I know personally they were the best as we could do at the time with the donations we had, but they're cheap chopsticks that kids play with for a few moments, break and forget about. This year, I'm kind of hoping to go in a different direction with what we do with our gifts from Santa. It's going to be a little bit more than typically through our contributions, so I'm looking to pull money from the budget for this. I was really hoping to partner with Scholastic and order Christmas and snow-themed books for $1 to $2 a book for the children, and it'll help promote literacy within our village. And be something that they can hold on to longer than a little tacky toy that can break. And since it's coming from Santa, I don't see the problem with giving them Merry Christmas or, you know, the Christmas theme books. I will order like Snow Day and non-Christmas-based officially books that might be, or something that might just be visiting and enjoying the festive season to begin with to celebrate the tree lighting with the village. Kind of wondering if anybody else's thoughts on that, if they feel that that's the next direction to go, or if they'd like to stick with the things that's doing a little goody bad, and putting treats and other little toys in there from Santa.
I love the idea.
How many kids did you become?
Last year we made 200 gift bags, Do you remember, did we go through all of those, or did we have some left over? Because I think about it.
We did have a little bit left over, not a lot.
So I'd like to probably stick with the consideration of doing about 200 votes again this year.
And a reusable, you can make it
next year. Well, if we have any folks left over, we could only have charter local schools. Why not, you know, share them with some of the schools that are in the near area to go in their classroom libraries?
We can have them here for residents to stay as well.
Police department, while their kids are waiting, you know, there's sometimes that they have kids in there when they have to do their other stuff. It's a great thing for kids to read books.
Put a couple here, on
here. People are waiting. Absolutely.
Put a couple on here for the kids that come and do things.
So, and at that time we can decide who's getting what or what we have left over to make sure children have to. So as long as everybody's in consensus with that, I'll go ahead and start working with us to get them ordered so that we have enough in time so they're prepared. And I just ask for your guys' support and satisfying that when we do bring that to the thing. So I'm trying to look at $1 to $2 of cost, so it won't be average. So I will budget that out. I'll be in for 200 bucks.
Do you want to see if you want to shop the burning book, local store or whatever? Here's a lot of donations also.
What's Bernie's bookstore?
Bernie's bookstore. The chamber uses them and the road uses them for the needed kids' party. So they do a lot of donations also.
Okay, I will check those down.
Where are they located?
On the Mumbling.
Oh,
but I can also get to the contact meeting.
Yeah, send me a contact at both. Just like to get to the really, because I do know I was on Plastic Ride recently, and I saw that they do have a wide selection of books, so we don't have to give every single kid the same book, so there's multiple kids with a family I can get. Next on my list. So, traditionally, once again, cookies and candy canes have always been, once again, donated. So we like to still try and ask for cookies and maybe else to donate cookies and candy canes, or would you like to pull it from the budget again this year? You'll pitch in for those? So, yeah, that's typically cookies and candy we can get from the local source. And I know we've always had an abundance of those.
Yeah.
I mean, we always have leftovers, so I'm pretty sure we could probably handle that with at least going to that for donation-wise. I think everybody kind of pitched in and just took care of that part. Okay. So, I need somebody who's got contact with our school choir to reach out to them and see if we can secure them for singing, because they're always a joy to hang out.
I think they came from the village school.
Yeah. The village school? So, I'm looking for a volunteer to reach out to the village school and to our area queen. To see if they'd be interested in coming out and participating in the whole area. The queens have always come out.
I can contact the school, but I don't know anybody with
the queen.
I know that's one of the contacts.
All right, would you mind taking care of the queens for me?
I'll take care of
your queens. Oh, I love putting queens next to Don.
That's the best job he's had all year.
And then also securing our Santa.
I think I've got the contact for that.
You'll contact the North Pole?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, and then as we get a little bit closer with cookies and candy canes, so I'll see who else is bringing at that time. Hot chocolate will pull from the budget. This is hot cocoa mix.
Yeah,
So then, if I have that, that brings us to $200 for those two things. I know I can get the books between closer to about $300 to $400 on the high end. I'm going to keep it in between there, obviously, because of the $1 to $2 cost. And if we're doing 200, kind of bringing us right up to it. I think that's really it. We just need the tent. If we can get the tent donated last year, was that some open off? The donor's tent? Appreciate that, Ron. And then obviously I'm hoping the CW can help us with the setup and tear down of the staff.
Perfect.
And I know our police department will be out helping us as well.
That
would be wonderful. I would love
that. That should be a little warmer.
No, we could do it.
We have a day
for it. At least December 6th, because the 5th is the Friday. So Friday the 5th, I believe, is what we have it at 6 p.m. That was our traditional starting time for all the other years.
You want to also not have the fire department for their rise of the stand-up to get there?
It would be awesome. Fire and reach out fire department. And then I know we have also we tend to have state heaters because it is so cold. And since we can't quite do July at this point in time, we're in the July bandwagon. Do we have space heaters, or are we just probably know everybody else's space heaters?
I don't know if Vicki might have one. Okay, so I'll talk with Vicki, see if she's got one, and we'll kind of keep your ears open if you know anybody that has a space heater that might not want to get out for the night.
And I believe that is all I have for now. But you guys are all comfortable with me going ahead and starting to research. I'll contact Furnish Books too, just to kind of see what's new and see if we can get some books in for the event.
Thank you,
Don.
Perfect.
Very good. Welcome. Thank you.
Don, I'm just going, since we're talking about special events, I want to make a comment about our small, quaint village festival. I went to Highwoods Pumpkin Fest on Saturday. I've never been so frightened in my life. We talk about our festival being unsuccessful, okay? I would go to our festival every day of the week compared to what I saw there. It was unorganized. It was dangerous. There was no crowd control. I finally got into the center of the activities, and it wasn't because I was creeped out because there were six stories of pumpkins on scaffolds. I was creeped out because I didn't know if they were going to fall over, and there were so many people. There was no defined lights. This was at night. There's no defined lights for walkways, exit points, emergency. I mean, there was nothing. It was a mass of humanity. And as soon as I got in the center of that, I took my wife by her arm and I said, we're heading to that street. And we slowly got there, and the people we were with, I said, if you like this, you can stay here. I'll be at the car whenever you want to come out. And I'm telling you, our festival is tremendous compared to something that is, quote, successful, because there's a lot of people there. The effort that is done here to make our festival organized, and it's very obvious, even though it's small, it's extremely organized, and became very aware of it. I have to tip my hat to you and Vicki.
Well, thank you. Vicki and I would surely love to take all that credit. That definitely is because we have such a cool youth group here.
Absolutely.
That is willing to take criticism from everybody else and then compromise and come up with the best solution for our village and for our residents' safety and the enjoyment of all. And as much as, you know, our festival was small, I had a lot of people that whole time literally keep coming up to me, oh my God, is this what it looks like? No, we're going in a new direction. We're trying to really focus on making this about the next to the community and appreciating our residents. And I can't wait for next year. Can't wait. Go and tell everybody. And so, I mean, I think this is a great stepping stone for us to start building on making it with more awareness of more people. And I think we're slowly, after the years of trial and error, finally got ourselves on the right path. We just keep modeling it after that. I mean, I've never had so many people just like, literally like, it's free. No, wait, no, I can do that. I told him to take me to go on the pony ride 5 times. They want on the pony ride 5 times. No, as long as they wait in their line 5 times, they're good to go. And I mean, 4 kids just don't have to run up the bubbles. Oh man, that was just crazy.
Well, I just I thought of you this weekend, and
thank you.
It was nice.
But, yeah, it's definitely our overall group here.
Tattooing was fun.
Huh?
Tattooing was fun.
Yep. I really, really enjoyed it myself.
Yeah,
I got a unit myself, so now I'm texting my children. They're about tattoos, you know, that's just about record people keep putting on
different. Very good. Thank you. Building and zoning, nothing, police, nothing, administration, 545 West Railroad Avenue facility, otherwise known as Bethy Chesney. Steve and I brought this up. Rob and I met Laskowski's owners of the Ace Hardware to address a drainage issue behind Ace Hardware in that entire mall there. We walked the entirety of it from the west end to the east end, going from the west to the east to Lynx Bowl. One of the things that I noticed was it's out of sight. You can't see it. It's a gravel alley back there. But the one thing I noticed right away is that there's a chain link fence, it's stockade, it's industrial looking, but the walls are painted, the walls are clean, there is no graffiti, the fence is in good shape, the grass is cut, there's a minimal amount of garbage. It's really obviously well maintained. And then all the way down and all the backs of the storefronts were exactly the same. And we got to the last building, which was the bowling alley again, exactly the same. And then I turned the corner and there was Classy Chassis, our building at 545. And the back of that building is really in disrepair. There's paint falling off of it in large pieces. It's not just a little bit of peeling. And the block underneath is effervesced, so it's really white against the dark stain. I was embarrassed. It looked bad. So this isn't something that's going to happen this year. We haven't budgeted for it. Another thing that I'm going to talk to you guys about, I'm going to say it's probably not going to happen. We're running out of weather, supposedly. I did, though, reach out to 3 painting companies. I did get 3 proposals. I have some dollar amounts. And I'm thinking about bringing this forward to you in committee of the whole, so we can approve the process of repairing that building. And if weather permitted this year, we might be able to improve the appearance of that building this year. But I invite you to go look at the back side of that building.
I was looking at that last summer, and I said the one thing I noticed, some of that white you see is because the blocks are starting to blow out. They're just crumbling, and they're starting to get deep. We might have to replace a few blocks there first.
One of the painting estimates came in and said, Dan, there is a lot of masonry work that needs to be done in tuck pointing before anybody addresses that.
Exactly. I saw that, too. So, we have to do that, because if you just paint over it, in a year, it's going to look like junk again.
Yeah. So then, you know, in conjunction with that, also we looked at, because we do lease that property out, is who is responsible for maintaining it. So we're reviewing the contract. We're going to look at that, have those answers for you. Steve's going to look it up, and we'll have more information for you next week.
Good. Super.
Anything else, Steve?
No, sir.
Any new topics? Old business? Then may I get a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely.
Motion made by Trustee Fraley, seconded by Trustee Simon Selly. All in favor? Opposed? Meeting adjourned at 7:55. Less than 1 hour, somebody else can lunch.
Boy.